Colleges, of course, are working to ensure that students see their degrees and the money they put toward them as worthwhile, not only in the programs and courses they offer, but in the services students can use to find meaningful work. The Career Services Office has been a longtime fixture on most campuses, but what goes on in that office is changing as the job market becomes more complex and, for many, more challenging. I spoke with two individuals who work in college career services and who have seen the changes in that field since the Great Recession began. And one thing they both agreed on was this. While hiring has improved, the unemployment rate for 18 to 24-year-olds remains well above average. James Kuras is career services manager at Plymouth State University. He says students are starting to understand the next step after graduation isn't always a permanent full-time position.
What I'm seeing over the last couple of years with our Plymouth students is an understanding that they've got 45 plus years to work after graduation. They've got to sort of build their career in a different manner, and that is work for employers, build some skill sets, and then be able to leverage those skills with a future job search.
For some students, Kira says that may mean working as an intern or volunteering to start out and building a skill set over time.
5 years ago, 7 years ago, it was all or nothing. Now our students understand that they're going to have to take some baby steps, work through the process.
Another option career services staff are suggesting to students is to look beyond their comfort zones, says Roger Woolsey. He's director and senior assistant dean for the Center for Professional Development at Dartmouth.
A lot of students want to stay on the East Coast corridor and compete with students in Boston, compete with the folks that want jobs in New York and Philadelphia. There are great opportunities in the Midwest. There are great opportunities on the West Coast. There's great opportunities in down South. And also look at smaller markets. Students don't think, you know, they always want to work for the large brands, the big banks, for example, or the big retail outlets. But what they need to begin to think about is there are smaller companies, medium-sized companies in small towns across the country that could utilize their services.
The worry, of course, is that students are still in a position where they're trying to stand out as one relatively inexperienced potential worker among sometimes hundreds in an applicant field. But both Kuras and Woolsey say sending out resumes cold to company after company is not the best job strategy in 2013.
Making connections and having people know who you are prior to the job search, that's the number one skill set students need to have. Developing contacts, learning how to network effectively so that you become that candidate that the employers are looking for.
There's always been a who-you-know component to job searching, but networking is now a key element, maybe the key element of career services today. Showing students how to mine their personal and professional networks to seek out alumni and get their names in front of people who hire. Roger Woolsey says in a job market where 70% of all jobs are unadvertised, a student has to be willing to speak up.
You know, it's interesting. We talk about networking, and young people today use social media more than probably a lot of us. But yet, we have to teach them the etiquette of communication. Students are oftentimes afraid of how they initiate that contact with an alum. How do I start the email, they often ask. What is cultivation? You know, how do we, you know, we talk about cultivating the relationship. They'll use social media with their friends, but when it's meant to be used for professional gain, they need to be taught.
The biggest wrinkle in all of this, of course, is that while career offices are advising students to prepare for a longer, more complex employment track, student loans have not changed. Most students get a 6-month grace period, then the bills start coming in. James Kuras says negotiating temporary jobs and permanent debt isn't easy.
There is not a right answer in terms of that every student is going to be able to immediately be able to cover those loans, be employed, move out of their parents' house, and have a decent income and start to be able to put some money away. And part of what we teach here as well is sort of that money management piece. But I don't know anybody in terms of myself or any of my colleagues in the state that has the right answer as to how they have to manage it and juggle it.
Career Services is going to have to keep looking for those answers, says Dartmouth's Roger Woolsey, at least as long as students continue to start their post-graduation lives carrying student debt and looking for breaks.
It's really troublesome to see that they're going to have to go and find a way through all of this. So I don't envy them. I don't envy that generation, but that's why we have to work extremely hard to prepare them from career development.
That was Roger Woolsey, Director and Senior Assistant Dean for Dartmouth Center for Professional Development. We also spoke with James Kuras, Career Services Manager at Plymouth State University.